The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
I love this time of the year because I always look forward to the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog, which has insane stuff in it for rich people who have more money than brains.
Right, right.
Check out the first thing. We've got five here that we've listed that to us are just kind of like, are you kidding me?
A little bit over the top, yeah.
The first one is a private plane made out of rose gold, and the price tag on this for that special person in your life, $1.5 million.
Yeah, for the person that's got everything, basically. Mm-hmm. It's the... Actually, I don't think $1.5 million
doesn't seem like a lot for a jet,
plane.
Right? I know.
Not that I can afford it, but, you know, I always imagine a jet's going to be pretty spendy anyway. So to have it made of gold, it must be just like gold leaf, like hammered on or glued on or something, you know, like a... some child's project where you blow it when it flies, bits fly off into the atmosphere or something. It can't be solid gold for that kind of money, you wouldn't think.
No.
Something else that's a little bit outrageous in the Neiman Marcus holiday catalogue is a week of living at three English countryside estates and castles, including polo lessons, helicopter rides, and clay pigeon shooting, and that'll send you back $700,000.
That's insane. And by the way, I like the way you slipped into the English accent.
Well, I did. Really, I just cool. tried to do a little bit for you, darling. Yeah. It seemed appropriate.
This is cool. A walk-on role in the Broadway musical Waitress for $30,000. Now, I haven't heard of Waitress yet. If that was Hamilton, I could see, wow, that's cool. That's cool. But Waitress, not so much.
Not so much. You know what I'd do if I would do? Because it's live, right? It's on Broadway.
Sure.
You don't want it just to be a nondescript walk-on, walk-off, no, nothing to say, nobody will remember you or recognize. I'd go on and deliberately trip over or something.
Yeah.
Like I'd want to make memorable. A da-na-na-na-na. I can't sing or dance, so I'd have to do something else, you know, scratch my crotch or something, or just do something. I don't know.
Nice.
Okay, here's other things you could do if you've got a ton of money. A slumber party at the Neiman Marcus flagship location in Dallas for 12 people, including food, pajamas, and spa treatments. That's $120,000, so basically $10,000 per person.
Yeah.
And then if you're a football fan, this could be kind of good. A day of private football lessons from Joe Montana will set you back $65,000.
Gee, $65,000 to hang out with Joe Montana. You know what? Joan Rivers had a great line in her act about Neiman Marcus. She said, "My husband wanted to be cremated, and I told him I'd scatter his ashes at Neiman Marcus. That way I'd visit him every day."
Perfect.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Okay, what happens, honestly, in your monkey brain when somebody is way better shape than you walks by? Maybe they're Mr. Universe ripped.
Let
you know, what's the inner dialogue
you,
there?
When you look at, when you say in your monkey brain, it happens in your monkey brain, and you're looking right at me, what are you saying exactly? Or are you talking to everybody listening? Who are you exactly putting down right here? Me or all the listeners or all of us?
You know, it's more self-deprecating, and I'm sorry that I'm so
laser-focused
on you when I'm saying monkey brain. I really don't mean that. I'm just saying we all have this inner dialogue, right? And are you thinking you're smarter than them? Or
when you get the big meathead guys, you mean, all ripped and everything, yeah.
Exactly, because the reality, folks, apparently is that you're scrawnier and not as smart, apparently.
Oh, this is a blow to the ego, isn't it? Good Lord.
Absolutely.
Well, you're pretty in shape, but you're not like a big meat-heady kind of a guy. I mean, I've swung off your arms like they're a trapeze before. But this new study found that people who regularly lift weights also develop more brain power than people who don't. So lifting can actually make you smarter. Now, it's not a huge amount. We're not talking it's going to bump your IQ up by, you know, 10 or 20 points, but it becomes a big deal as you get older, and that weight training helps your brain fight off things like Alzheimer's and dementia. So
it is actually a big deal. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But honestly, you know, you've seen these guys at the gym, and you've seen how big, muscled, sweaty guys get off a piece of equipment and then don't apparently have the brain power to wipe off.
Yes.
Listen, I don't want to get on a machine covered in your amino acid, steroid-filled juices. I want to... And then the worst part is I've got to move the weight down like 350 pounds before I can even lift it, right?
That's my job, to find out what goes on and get it to the people.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
What people?
The people.
I never heard of them.
Three.
You know, there's nothing worse as being sick as an adult, especially men. Men get worse flus than women.
Oh, God. Worst ever. I'll tell you what. Listen, it's not... If you get sick as a guy,
yes,
it's not so bad for you as the woman living with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, there is such thing as a man flu. I'm going to get to the man flu in here in just a minute. But here's the thing with being sick. Being sick as a kid is great. You miss school. You get to stay home. Get waited on. You watch your favorite television shows.
Yeah,
as
you
adult.
Get fed like soft gooey food.
Thank you. As an adult,
throat.
What?
Yeah.
There's no perks. There's no perks as
That's
an adult.
Right. There aren't any perks. If you miss a day at work, you come back and your desk is all piled up with the stuff that, and then you've just got to scramble to get everything done. This is pretty amazing, though. 80% of people say that they would actually take a pay cut if it meant that they would never have to get a cold again.
That's great. Okay, think about this for a second. I would like to draw your attention to a little-known affliction that we talked about at the beginning of this that has now become medically proven based on a survey of over 100,000 men. This is the man flu. Actually more painful than childbirth. I know, but this is irrefutable. It's a scientific fact.
It's not. Like, where did you get your fact from?
Let me explain. Man flu is not just a cold. It's a condition so severe that germs from a single man flu sneeze could wipe out entire tribes of people living in the rainforest. Women do not contract man flu. At worst, they suffer from what is medically recognized as mild girly sniffles, which, if a man caught, he could still run, throw a ball, tear the phone book in half, and compete in all kinds of other activities. Men, by the way, and this is the big one, do not moan when they have the man flu. They emit this involuntary groan of agony that is only proportionate to the unbearable pain that they're in. Let's talk more about the man flu.
I think basically if we boil that diatribe down, I think basically what you're saying are men are a bunch of pussies. I think that's what I heard there.
That's it, yeah. That's correct.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, improving your water cooler chat.
I think around the time you turn 6, maybe 7 years old, you finally figure out that fast food in real life looks nothing like it does in the commercials.
That's
in the
true.
Ads, it's beautiful, it looks delicious, it's dripping with juices, and you know, in real life it looks like a glistening squashed caca. How much did you cook this piece of meat?
Oh, dear, I did. Well, there's this woman, she's 64 years old, and she lives in New York, and she's as mad as hell, and she's not taking it anymore, thank you. She has managed to live 7 decades without figuring out that what you see on the menu is not necessarily how it's going to look when you get it home. She got a $20 bucket of chicken from KFC, and she got home, and it wasn't bursting with gorgeous pieces of fried chicken like in the photos. And she was kind of disappointed. She said, they say it feeds the whole family. They're showing this bucket that's overflowing with chicken, and you get half a bucket. In reality, she said, it's false advertising and it doesn't feed the whole family. They're all itty-bitty pieces as well. So she was cranky about it. She called KFC's corporate officers to complain and they kind of blew her off. So she decided to sue KFC and she's just filed a $20 million lawsuit against them for false advertising. Right?
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know what's really gorgeous?
She'll end up with something.
She will, because it'll be a nuisance suit, and they'll just want it to go away.
Yep.
But here's what I think is really just gorgeous about this whole story, that the human race has evolved to the point where we even think that food served in a bucket is acceptable. Right?
That's true.
Right? What is wrong with us?
Yeah. You can't believe advertising. It's like Denny's slogan is, if it's your birthday, the meal is on us. Listen. If you're at Denny's on your birthday, your life sucks. I'm just saying.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, honestly, you think of men as being the angrier gender, especially when it comes to driving sometimes and road rage, but I hate to tell you this, Sharon, there's actual quantifiable research that says women are more angrier than men when it comes to driving.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Women get 12% angrier than men in different scenarios in the car.
Wow. That's funny because I don't really think I get road rage. I'll get irritated by people who, you know, do dopey things. But I don't... I'll tell you what does aggravate me when I'm in the car, and I have... This sounds awful. Sometimes I've thought, if I had a gun right now, you'd probably be hobbling. But I'll tell you what really cheeses me off is when you're driving through a parking lot and people just walk straight out. They don't... It's like...
Don't even look.
They don't even look.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you realise this area here is for cars. We have the right of way, unless you're on some sort of crossing to get across... We have the right of way, not you. And especially when they've got kids and they'll just walk right out in front of you. I sometimes, ooh, there's some little passive-aggressive thing in me that sometimes I'll just whiz right by them and luckily, so far, I've timed it right. I haven't actually hit anybody. But I just want them to feel a whoosh of air as I scoot behind them.
Nice. Oh. Teach them a lesson. That'll learn them.
That'll learn them.
Here's my rule of thumb when it comes to cars, and specifically children. Children in the back seat of cars can cause accidents. But accidents in the back seat of cars can cause children.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.